Morning. Jason prayed for anyone who was discouraged or done. I was going to share an example today from the life of David that could help us in those type of times. If we're feeling kind of discouraged or down or there's too much trouble, just something that David had done that can help us too. So let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. And David, what do we know about King David? So one thing we know is the Bible describes David as a man after God's own heart. So someone who really followed the Lord. It also says in the book of Acts that David fulfilled the purpose of God in his own generation. So he didn't always do God's will. He didn't always live a sinless life. He did sin, but he also fulfilled God's purpose. And when you read through the life of David, you can kind of see he's went through many, many trials. Especially in the book of Psalms, over and over again, you can kind of see David just asking God to save him out of the pit, save him out of this trouble or that trouble. So you could say David had a lot of experience dealing with trouble. So it was encouraging to see this part. So let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. So I'll just read in verse 1. So it says, "It happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev and on Ziklag and overthrown the city and burned it with fire. And they took captive the women and all who were in it, small and great, without killing anyone, and carried them off and went their way. When David and his men came to the city, behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to weep." So sometimes we can go through a trial or a really hard trouble. Like this was, I can't think of a harder trial than what he's seen here. Like he comes to this place and he probably thinks his whole family's dead. Like I can't think of a harder thing, right? And he said they wept until there was no strength in them left to weep. Sometimes we can go through a trial and it can feel so hard. You can feel like there's no strength to deal with it. And sometimes when that happens, we get depressed or we can get down. And there's a temptation to just stay in that place. So let's continue on, verse 5. David's two wives had been taken captive, Ahinoam and Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke about stoning him, because all the people were embittered, everyone because of his sons and daughters. Now, sometimes I think we'll all notice, especially us adults, that when there can be a trouble that happens, there can be more than one trouble. Like we can have the day start with spilled milk, and then kids can be barfing or sick or fighting, or one thing breaks, and then there's another thing that's broken. Like it seems like it's always more than one thing. And I think it's good to remember that the enemy of our souls wants to get us down. And I think it's good to remember that, because sometimes we can just feel like there's so many problems on top of us. It's like, what are we going to do? And we get discouraged. And I think we see this here. Like, not only was David's wife and family taken captive, but then the people also talked about stoning him. So it was like there was another big trouble heaped on top of him. But I really like the end of verse 6 here. So let's finish this. David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And you'll notice in verse 4, it said they had no strength in them left to weep. So they had no strength, but somehow David found strength here. It said he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. David knew where to turn. And I was thinking to myself, when we go through trouble, not just for us adults, but even you kids, you youth, you can go through trouble. I think we all need to learn where to turn. David knew where to turn, and he actually found strength in the middle of no strength. So what I thought I'd like to do is look at a couple Psalms of David. What I was thinking is, how do we strengthen ourselves in the Lord? It says here David strengthened himself, but what did he actually do to do that? How did he get this strength? So I thought if we looked at a couple of the Psalms of David that he wrote, and we can look at a couple of examples, I thought it might give us a clue. What do we do to strengthen ourselves if we're in the middle of discouragement, if we're feeling depressed and down, if we're feeling like there's just troubles all around us? Maybe they're work troubles at work. Like sometimes I drive home from work and I have all these problems in my mind at work, and I'm just going through them in my mind as I drive home, and that's not a good place to be. So let's start off. Let's look at Psalm 25. Psalm So let's look at Psalm 25, verse 14. It says, "The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, and he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sins." So how this part, what I really liked about this part as a specific example, David said, my eyes are continually toward the Lord. So I think one way we can do it is if we're in the middle of trouble, if we're looking all around us at all our problems, if I'm driving home from work just thinking about my problems, I'm not going to get out of that distress. I need to look to the Lord. And I think here he says, my eyes are continually toward the Lord. As soon as we look up and we look to the Lord, and we might even just have to say, Lord, you are good. I know you're over all things. Just saying something like that can help too. But I think getting our eyes on the Lord is the first step. And let's also look at Psalm 28. Verse 1. He says, "To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, do not be deaf to me. If you are silent to me, I will become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you for help, when I lift my hands toward your holy sanctuary." So here's a really simple one. We cry to the Lord for help. When we feel like we're in trouble and we feel like we have no strength, we call upon the Lord for help. That's a very simple one. It can be hard sometimes in the middle of trouble to remember that, but it's so simple. We just turn to the Lord. We say, Lord, help. I know you can help us. When there's trouble and another trouble and another trouble, as soon as we're looking all around us saying, how am I going to solve all these problems? We just turn to the Lord. Lord, you can help. And I think David learned that. His wife and his children were gone. The people were talking about stoning him. And he simply turned to the Lord, and the Lord strengthened him. And I think that's something we can all learn to do, but I think it takes practice. Let's look at Psalm 40. It's verse 1. "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my heart, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord." So here we see David waiting patiently for the Lord. We can be in the middle of a trouble and we call to the Lord and we wait patiently. We know the Lord can help us. We don't have to see an immediate solution, but we just have to trust that the Lord heard us and he can help us. And look at verse 2. It says, "He brought me out of the miry clay." What happened was in the book of Jeremiah the prophet was thrown into a dungeon. And it said he sank into the miry clay, probably up to his waist or more. And imagine if you're in that situation, you're sinking in clay, you're in a dungeon. Like that's, I can't think of a situation much worse than that. David here, it said he waited patiently for the Lord. Even in a situation like that, you call upon the Lord, you wait for him, and I know he can help. So that's and one other cool thing is look at verse 3. "Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord." If we're actually practicing this in our life, if we're calling on the Lord to help us and the Lord helps us, the result will be other people will see that and they will actually learn to do the same thing. So I think all of us can do that. We can call on the Lord for help. We go through troubles. We ask the Lord to help us. The Lord helps us. And then other people will see that and we can encourage them to do the same thing, which is actually really cool. So let's look at one other example. Back to 1 Samuel. So when we're discouraged, when we're distressed, we turn to the Lord and he can help us. But there's one other aspect to that. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 23. Another area when we're distressed or discouraged that can help is other people. So let's look at 1 Samuel 23. Starting in verse 15, it said, "David had become aware that Saul had come to seek his life when David was in the wilderness. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose. He went to David in Horesh, and he encouraged him in God. And he said to him, 'Do not be afraid, because the hand of Saul my father will not find you, and you will be king over Israel. I will be next to you, and Saul my father knows that also.' So the two of them made a covenant before the Lord." So here we see Jonathan is aware that David is in distress and he's struggling. So Jonathan arises, he takes action. And he seeks out David, and he encourages him in the Lord. And when I thought of that, I thought, you know what? how often we also, if we're aware that one of us in this body is struggling, is discouraged, we should arise. We can take action. Maybe we send them a text. Maybe we call them. Maybe we go see them. And we act. And what did Jonathan do? He encouraged him in God. He actually told him what God had promised. He reminded him of God's promises. He said, "Do not be afraid, because you will be king over Israel." That's exactly what God had promised David. So he reminded him of God's promises. And I think similarly, if there's someone we know who's discouraged, we can go to them and say, "God is good. God can help you." And we help that person so that they can also become strengthened in God. So those were a couple things I just read this week that were encouraging.